This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Delegates at the UN's COP27 climate summit in Egypt agreed on Sunday to discuss whether rich nations should compensate poor countries most vulnerable to climate change for their suffering.
This creates, for the first time, an institutionally stable space on the formal agenda of the COP and the Paris Agreement to discuss the pressing issue of funding arrangements needed to deal with existing gaps in responding to loss and damage.
A small passenger, rather, COP27 President Sameh Shoukry at the opening session as the item was adopted to the agenda on Sunday as world leaders arrived for the negotiations scheduled to run through November 18th. A small passenger plane has crashed Sunday into Lake Victoria on approach to an airport in Tanzania, and the country's prime minister says 19 people have died, raising the death toll. Local authorities said 26 people on board the Precision Air Flight were rescued and taken to a hospital. They say rescue work is continuing. Precision Air is a Tanzanian airline company. Photos of the plane showed it mostly submerged in the lake. A police commander said it was raining when the aircraft plunged into the water. First responders and opposition war monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 9 people and wounding dozens. Sunday's shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian forces increase their strikes in eastern Ukraine and continue to target energy infrastructure. AP correspondent Naomi Shane reports.
Ukrainian authorities set the region, recently a target of Moscow's annexation and declaration of martial law, is seeing worsening conditions for residents and its defending army. Governor of Donetsk Oblast, Pavlo Kirilenko, says the attacks have almost completely destroyed the area's power plants and that daily shelling has destroyed the region. Moscow continues to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure, causing power shortages across the country. Kyiv and surrounding regions are scheduled to have hourly blackouts to conserve the energy that they have as cold weather approaches. According to President Zelensky's office, between Saturday and Sunday, Russia launched 4 missiles and 19 airstrikes, impacting more than 35 villages in 7 regions. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his country urgently needs to strengthen its military capabilities as security risks increase, including threats from North Korea and Russia's war on Ukraine. He was speaking at an international fleet review where 18 warships from 12 countries participated Sunday, including the United States, Australia, Canada, India, New Zealand, Singapore, and South Korea. South Korea joined for the first time in 7 years in the latest sign of improvement in strained ties between Tokyo and Seoul. The United Nations human rights chief has indicated he is concerned about the direction Twitter might take under its new management. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, on Saturday issued an open letter to Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter Incorporated, urging him to ensure human rights are central to the management of Twitter. Twitter laid off half its workforce on Friday. Tweets by staff of the social media company said the team responsible for human rights was among those affected, a development which Turk described as not an encouraging start. Turk said he encourages Musk to protect freedom of expression and privacy, continue to ban hate speech on the platform, preserve transparency, and ensure that policies are followed in all languages, not just English. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Several thousand ethnic Serbs have rallied in Kosovo as a dispute over vehicle license plates heightened ongoing tensions between Serbia and its former province. Members of the ethnic Serb minority left their government jobs since Saturday in a protest over the directive. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.